Tom Baker teaches mathematics and meteorology at Moore Park High School outside Los Angeles. He also teaches emergency preparations in a course called Radio Amateurs in Disaster Operations. Students study for their amateur radio license.
Take out your Morse code sheets, everyone.
They also learn disaster triage and first aid techniques, taught by a captain from the local fire department.
How many times do we adjust their airway?
Twice.
If they're not breathing after two times of adjusting their airway, what do we do? Leave them alone, right? They're done.
Baker says the lessons of Hurricane Katrina, which struck New Orleans and the Gulf Coast a year and a half ago, show that people may be on their own after a disaster.
You've got to have water, you've got to have electricity, some form of a generator, some form of food or medicines or whatever it is. And you've got to do this all on your own for at least 72 hours. There is no umbrella of protection waiting for us. We are on our own.
Student Brandon Sullivan plans to become an emergency medical technician.
And just help, you know, my community if anything bad happens, you know, all these bird flus and stuff and terrorism and stuff, and I just don't want to feel like I can't do anything about it.
Student Chris Darabi says preparation is essential here in California.
It's an area of, you know, high probability for earthquakes, so I just want to be prepared for anything, any disaster.
Stephanie Ross says the class is challenging.
At first, when you start it, it's kind of confusing, but it comes together.
People in any part of the world are at the mercy of the weather and at risk of both natural and man-made disasters. Even on this quiet California campus, student Adam Price says anything could happen.
You've got earthquakes and natural disasters that could happen anytime, like the bird flu that will hit probably. But, I mean, it's just a case of being prepared for anything that could happen because you never really know what could happen.
Ventura County Fire Captain John Gell says the class teaches self-sufficiency.
This is just kind of a stepping stone to let them know that there are things out there in the world that they can do without being told to do so. In case of a disaster or an emergency, they can go out there and help.
Fires, floods, earthquakes, a bird flu epidemic, or a terrorist attack, teacher Tom Baker says his students will be ready. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.